to be here in Montreal. Hi, yes, you don't look the same either. I wish I was a super smart genius and I could figure out how to code telephones. So whenever you pushed in the code to vote for American Idol, it made your phone into an explosive device. I don't want these people dead. I just want them to have a burn mark in the shape of a phone on their face. And when I see them coming to me, I go, oh, I don't have to talk to you. You voted for American Idol. I had a woman come up to me in an airport and say, I don't mean to insult you, but you look like Bobcat Goldthwait. I didn't have a thing to say back. I was like, ah. I'm a bad actor, and I say that because I can never remember dialogue. And I was in a movie called Blow. I was drug dealer number 3, I think. I don't know. I can't feel my face. That was me. I was really skinny. The guy recognized me. You know what's funny? People will go, hey, what were you guys really snorting? Like, they're going to give you real coke on a film set. You know, take 13, action. Ah! My heart. Call 911. And my scene was with Paul Rubens, you know, Pee Wee Herman, and Johnny Depp. And I really said this. I said, is anybody in this scene not on probation? I go, you smashed up a hotel in New York. Were you drunk? And Johnny Depp goes, in my defense, the hotel room made the first move. Johnny Depp's pretty funny. It's a true story, because then he and I both looked over at Paul Rubens, and we go, yeah, anyhow. I recently was on a plane. Wow, a comic talking about air travel. Holy shit, there's a novel approach to stand-up. I was on a flight, and the engine blew up. And it really, yeah, it was like, poof. I mean, it was more like, poof. There you go, thank you. The engine blew up, and the whole plane started rattling and started shooting towards the earth like, by the way, if you're really afraid of flying, let me tell you, you will know when you are going to die. Because it was just like, and I thought to myself, I'm not going to freak out until I see what the stewardesses are doing, the flight attendants. And I looked, and they're looking out a window, and they turned around, and they were crying. And I really thought I was going to die. And the pilot came on, and he goes, hello, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to land in Cleveland in 4 to 5 minutes. There's no reason to be alarmed. That's the very reason to be alarmed, that he said, there's no reason to be alarmed. I would have been less freaked out if he went, holy shit, did you guys feel that? The other people on the flight was the United States Special Olympics team. Relax, I can't change it so it's more palatable of a story for you, but that's who was on the flight. Wasn't me and the cast of Lost. And there were 45 men and women, maybe it wasn't them, but they were in red, white, and blue running suits, and they had medals on. So if it wasn't the Special Olympics team, it was a really, really big hip-hop group with Down syndrome. And as we're careening towards the earth, and I thought I was going to die, the pilot came on again. He goes, hello, ladies and gentlemen. There's no reason to be alarmed. When we land in Cleveland, the runway will be covered entirely with foam. And at the very end of the tarmac, meeting us at the runway, will be a fire truck. And I truly thought I was going to die. And I sat there, and the whole plane was silent, except one guy I heard in the back of the plane clear as a bell go, fire truck! He was excited that it's going to be a fire truck. Easy for you to be happy. You got a medal. Now, I know some of you work with mentally challenged people, and I know some of you are related to mentally challenged people, but if you don't think they ever say or do anything funny, you're denying that they're human beings, because that was the funniest thing I've ever heard in my life. I've done too much. Thank you. Good night. We'll be right back.
is not a test. This is rock and roll.
The Rock Show.
Let's get ready to rumble.
This is Bud Ole from the Mighty Mighty Grouse Brothers, and you're listening to the Liam Burke Podcast.
Twisted change and plague it with your pain.
Yeah, yes. There you go, Mr. Pat McManus on the Liam Burke St. Patrick's Show. Another week where I'm playing solely Irish music and a lot of local stuff in there as well. That was Mr. Pat McManus from the Full Service Resumed. And it is, of course, Crystal Sky, as he calls it in the show. This one's for Liam. He says it's known as Crystal Meth. It's not. It's Crystal Sky. So there you go. Yeah, and you're welcome to the Liam Burke Show with me, Liam Burke, on this St. Patrick's Day special. I know it's a day after St. Patrick's, but, you know, the thought is there for it. And I have a lot of good friends and a lot of Irish music coming up, just like Pat there himself. And a lot more coming up besides. So I do hope you can stick around for the next while and see what kind of madness will give into itself here on the Liam Burke Show. Anyway, enough of me yattering on. Anyway, actually, just speaking of which, sorry. A few years ago, good 10 years ago now, maybe 12 years ago, we all started doing, 11 years ago, started doing a thing in Navan when Mr. Paddy Pryle, Paddy organised the Shamrock Festival in Navan on St. Patrick's Day, and he'd rope in everyone that he could rope in. You know, there was always, if you said no, you were worse for wear, because he'd wear you down till he said yes. And Pat was our Paddy was what he called running the festival. So I ended up with my job on it. My job was to the welly race around the town. And it was to get contestants to come in. And I think a number of times we got a few people in. And it was good crack. But sadly, I don't do that anymore because I haven't had time doing it. And the young gentleman in question, Mr. Paddy Pryle, he is 6 years gone. So I'm presuming there's still someone in there. There's a lot of great people still running the Shamrock Festival. And then with the COVID, it probably took a bit out of it as well. So they're still going that in there now. And wherever you are having St. Patrick's Day, I do hope you enjoy it. And I hope there's plenty of green around to celebrate. Here is Mr. Johnny Gallagher and the Boxty Band with Mr. George. Why? Why, oh Johnny?
Thank you.
Yeah, there you go, Mr. Johnny Gallagher and the Boxty Band and Mr. George. Now, some of this stuff is going to be happening throughout the show, and I'm going to do my best to play it for you. The likes of I've a thing now, St. Patrick's Day isn't St. Patrick's Day isn't Irish. By Foyle Arms and Hogg. I'll get this right because I could be at 6 and 7 here today. Anyway, here is St. Patrick's Day isn't Irish.
All set for the parade.
Yeah, just finishing the makeup.
Cool, did mine earlier.
That's the Ivory Coast flag.
No, green, white and orange, Ireland.
Yeah, but you're orange, white and green.
No, green, white and orange.
The mirror flips it.
Oh, I am the Ivory Coast.
Paul, check it out, Liam's the Ivory Coast.
No way, what an idiot.
You're the Indian flag.
Huh? No, I'm not, am I?
Oh, did you do yours in the mirror as well?
You sure?
You got the chakra in the middle.
Oh, I'm the worst Irish person ever. Oh,
look, lads, don't worry about it. Sure, St. Patrick wasn't even Irish, was he?
What do you mean St. Patrick wasn't Irish?
Well, he was Welsh.
What? Then why is he our patron saint?
Because all the best Irish people aren't Irish. I mean, look at Jack Charlton.
He's Irish.
No, he's English.
Huh?
Yeah, and Michael Flatley as well.
He's the Lord of the Dance.
Yeah, he's American.
Michael Flatley? I thought he was as Irish as potatoes.
Potatoes? There's another one.
No, what? Please, not potatoes.
But they came from Peru in the 16th century. So.
Next you're going to tell me that begrudgery isn't even Irish.
Well, it came with the Spanish Armada.
Oh, them and their big fancy ships.
This whole day is a sham.
This is St. Patrick's Day. It is our national holiday, and we will celebrate it properly, okay? Now we're going to go out there, we're going to drink budget Polish beer, watch American marching bands and set off Chinese fireworks, yeah?
Yeah!
Yeah, and if some former member of Boyzone waves at you from a convertible, you will wave back!
Yeah!
Alright, come on!
Vive la Côte d'Ivoire!
What?
Go Ireland!
Doomed up!
Hey, we're Foyle Arms and Hogg, thanks a million for watching.
And if you would like to see us live, we're doing gigs in the Galway Black Box Theatre, in the Wexford Opera House, in Vicar Street, and the Brighton Fringe Festival.
If you can't see us live because you live in the Ivory Coast, our DVDs are available to stream from our website.
Talk to me.
Yeah, there you go, Mr. Tommy Kelly. In case you were thinking you knew the song and you didn't know who it was. Or you knew the voice and you didn't know who it was. It's a song called A Man Called. And it's from an album called Voices, A Voice of the Silence. It's from 1999, so it's 24-year-old, that album. It's on Spotify. If you feel like going and getting to listen to it, do. Because Tommy would be only too happy. It's great. He put it up there, I think, last week or the week before. So go check it out. It's Voice of the Silent. Silence. Jeez, if I get it right. Voice of the Silence. And it is Tommy Kelly. And that particular track was A Man Called. Check it out. Now, what have I got for you? Yeah, yeah. Here's a band from last year. And it was a band that I interviewed last year as well. It's Altered Lines, and here is Sticks and Stones.
Well, I've been backed up on the highway for so long, and nowhere else that I could turn. So far down, couldn't see where I went wrong. Oh, I was running for my life. Life's a pain and mystery that we must follow. Sometimes we thread with broken hands. But if you face the truth, be brave enough to follow. That it won't be so in the dark. And I won't tell you not to go where you belong, but I won't let you run and hide. And though the past might be a long, long way ago, the future never lies. Solve that puzzle, but they just wanna close your eyes. But some will reach inside, they'll help you through the rubble. They can't hold you when you cry. And I won't tell you not to go where you belong, but I won't let you.
Yeah, there you go. Alter Lines, Sticks and Stones from back last year. It was fantastic to have a chat with the lads. And you're listening to me, Liam Burke, on The Liam Burke Show, doing a St. Patrick's special on a lot of locals and Irish bands. So there's plenty out there. There's loads. I could go on forever doing it. I could do it probably a whole day if I really wanted it with the amount of music that's out there. Anyway, lots more still to come. Like this one from Mr. Roy Shields from the album Big Kiss. It's Call My Name. Mr. Roy Shields from Big Kiss a few years ago, and from one great album to another. Here's Paul McCann with his album Alter Ego and All Is Fair in Love and War.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go, Mr. Paul McCann, and All Is Fair in Love and War. From the album Alter Ego, go check it out, it's all on Spotify. Lots there for you to have a listen to. So do stick around and do listen to it, because when I give you, I actually gave someone advice today on a couple of different bands, and they really liked them. It's a force for me. So you've loads there to check out. Mr. Tommy Kelly, you have Altered Lines, you have Roy Shields, you have Paul McCann, Paddy Goodwin, you have Des Murphy, Tony Smith, loads and loads and loads to check out. So do, and don't do yourself a disservice by not checking them out. Anyway, here is Greg Giraldo with This Is The Most Dangerous Time In History.
Thank you very much. Hello, everybody. How's it going? Good? Good. I live in New York City. I came in yesterday, and I almost didn't get into the country. I coughed in the airport. Man, you don't want to do that, folks. Alarms go off, they tackle you, they drag you off to a room, they ask you questions for 2 hours, they took my temperature, rectally. I enjoyed it so much, they asked me if I was here to get married. I'll tell you, that was, right, it was a gay marriage joke. But we do have to mend fences, let's face it, right? Canada was very mad at the United States. You didn't want to be part of the coalition of the willing in the Iraq War. You didn't want to be part of it. You didn't want to jump on board with every other country. Everybody was with the United States, folks. Everybody. Bulgaria. They sent a couple dudes. Spain. They put together a little good luck piñata that they sent over. Which I thought was very supportive. And Canada didn't go. Canada didn't go. Canada always goes to war with the United States. I don't think, you guys don't even really have a military. You're just too polite to say no. You're like, all right, sure, we'll go. You're not a warmongering country, let's face it. You're the only country in the world. You got your independence by asking nicely. It was crazy. You're like, You said, England, come on, England, it's freezing over here. It's crawling with French people. You don't want to be a part of that, do you? We'll keep the queen on the money. What do you say? Come on. But you're so mad at the United States. It's the first time there's been this kind of tension between our countries. You're so mad you sent Celine Dion to Vegas to torture us for 3 years. I thought that was too much. What happened to peace and prosperity at the end of the Cold War? Wasn't there supposed to be no more wars? Everything was supposed to get better. What happened? Now it's the most dangerous time in history. Everybody's got nuclear weapons. India, Pakistan, North Korea. India and Pakistan have nuclear weapons. Those are dirt poor countries, folks. Where do they get nuclear weapons? Their armies don't even have matching uniforms, for Christ's sake. You know, they go to war, they gotta call each other up. Where's something tough looking? What is happening to the world? There's wars everywhere. There's more crazy, insane diseases. Every freak virus outbreak everywhere. You know, in the States, we had this monkeypox outbreak. Monkeypox. A real disease called the monkeypox. And they figured out that people were getting it because they were playing with their pet prairie dogs. And they tracked it down. Within 3 days of the first outbreak, they tracked it down, tracked it back to a pet shop in Wisconsin where a prairie dog had shared a cage with an African rat from Namibia and became infected with the monkeypox. What kind of detective work is that? Who's doing this stuff? Where's Osama bin Laden? Where's Saddam Hussein? Where are the weapons of mass destruction? We can't find any of this stuff. We can't find any of this stuff, but we find a gopher with the sniffles in a terrarium in Madison, Wisconsin. And listen. I live in New York City, and that's, you know, that every, you're worried about terrorism all the time. The other day, my son says to me, Daddy, how come the bad men hate us so much? How come the bad men hate us? How sad is that? I actually got tears in my eyes. Because he's 18. What kind of a moron am I raising? I said, I don't know why they hate us. Dummy, why don't you read the paper and form your own opinions? But he's not gonna read the paper. Americans, let's face it, Americans have no idea what goes on in other countries. Americans don't know anything about other countries. We don't read the paper. Well, I don't. Wait a minute. Don't turn me into the Dixie Chicks up here with that. I'm saying we don't read the paper. I'm not saying, you know, we stink badly enough to deserve that ovation. We don't. Americans have no idea what goes on. I was talking to this Arab guy the other day, and he said, why do the Americans always support the Israelis? Why do the Americans always support the Israelis? He said, it's probably because in America, the Jews have all the money, and they control the media, which is ridiculous and paranoid, and really only part of it. Americans have no idea what goes on in the Middle East. The average American has no idea what's going on between the Israelis and the Palestinians. So basically, Americans support the Israelis for one reason. Because the Israelis never do this. That's pretty much it. And the average American's like, I don't know what's going on over there, but I don't like that. I'm going with the team that ain't doing that. That I don't like. And this guy told me it stinks for him. He's always stereotyped as a terrorist. Whenever he travels, people assume he's a terrorist. And that does suck. But you know what? You know, in America, every ethnic group has a stereotype that they've had to overcome at some point in their history. I'm half Colombian and half Spanish. I don't get upset every time people assume that I'm a bullfighter. I don't. I just deal with it. It's my little cross to bear. I can't be seen with a sword or a cape. You don't think that hurts me as an American? You don't think I'd love to wear my skin-tight pink capri pants with the bedazzling on them? Now in America, they don't even say French. They don't even say French. Freedom fries, freedom toast. Even fiancé, even French words like fiancé were changing. Even fiancé, they're changing to person who will eventually suck the will to live right out of me. They're changing it. I can't figure out the relationship thing. You know, I'm married, sort of, but you can't, Just once, I'd like to see a movie that gets relationships. You know, I rented that movie Monsters Ball the other day, and it was supposed to show you that love can triumph over racism, which is a great message, but the casting was ridiculous. You got Billy Bob Thornton playing a racist corrections officer who somehow manages to overcome his racism enough to have sex with Halle Berry. Wow, good to see people rise above the hate like that, huh? It's Halle Berry. I'm pretty sure even the Grand Wizard of the KKK could have walked across that bridge. If they wanted to make a big statement, it should have been Brad Pitt and Whoopi Goldberg. Thank you, everybody. Thank you very much.
To get to heaven, take the stairway. To get to hell, take the highway. Get to Clarksville. Take the last train.
Take the last train to Clarksville and I'll meet you at the station. You can be...
No need to ask for directions when you want to listen to the Liam Burke Show.
What can you do?
business all undone, and then it just falls on.
Yeah, Jim Bates and Stony Ground from 2018, I think it is. Could be just wrong there, but just checked it out anyway. 2018 on the Liam Bourke show. What would you call it? St. Patrick's show. See, a bit of everything going on here today. You wouldn't know what you'd get. Here's Mr. Jordan Dennis with King of the Strings.
Hand in the west.
Yeah, there you go. King of the Strings from Mr. Jordan Dennis. As I said, a lot of them up around that neck of the woods. Phenomenal musicians. Something in the water up there. It's great to know part of these guys and to get to meet them. And here is a gentleman. You talk to him, you wouldn't even think he knows anything. But Mr. Tony Smith is a legend. He's a king of the strings himself on the guitar. And he is a gentleman behind it all. Here is, from Tone Songs, Bus Stop, Mr. Tony Smith. Yeah, Mr. Tony Smith with Bus Stop from the album Tone Tunes. Tone Songs. I keep getting that wrong every time. Anyway, you're listening to Liam Bourke on the Liam Bourke Show St. Patrick's special with all our Irish friends playing music for you. And here's a little bit of comedy from Irish Ram where he gets what he deserves. Sminky Shorts.
Ah, oh, Jesus, here he comes.
You was fucking looking at me, yeah? You was fucking looking at me,
yeah? Nah, man, I was looking at the fucking ground. I was looking at the ground.
Across the fucking face, yeah?
I was looking at the ground.
You was fucking looking at me too, yeah? You was fucking looking at me.
All I'm doing is eating a bit of fucking grass.
Across the fucking face, do you? You was fucking looking at me, yeah? You was fucking looking at me. You think you're fucking tough, do you? You think you're fucking tough? That's a fucking tough...
What a fucking mupper.
There you go. Irish Ram gets what he deserves. Sminky Shorts. Just had to throw that in, seeing it is Patrick's weekend and all that kind of carry on. Now, another couple of tracks before I finish off. And here's one from Paddy Goodwin and the Holy Ghosts. And it's called The Blue
of the night.
Yeah, there you go, Mr. Paddy Goodwin. And let's have another go here. Well, I just turned that off. Yes, Mr. Paddy Goodwin and the Holy Ghosts. And from the album, what is the album actually? It's just have to wind it back up here and we'll see. The Church of the Here and Now. Sorry about that. I had it with all the sixes and sevens. And that was from Paddy. Now, one more track before I finish off this week. And who else could I finish off the show with this week except for this legend? He had a song out many moons ago, an album out many moons ago, and it's just, I just haven't played this one for a while, and I was listening through it the other night, and I says, yes, I must give it a whirl. It's Mr. Des Morphy. He is a legend of a man, and he's constantly championing music down in Monaghan Town in McKenna's Bar, and he does a great job every weekend. Some week I will have to get down. It's just been, every time we go to do something, there's always something else crops up. Anyway, Mr. Des Morphy, Blues Trio, and this is the title track from that album. It's called Calling, and I'm going to sign off with that track, and I'm going to say have a great Paddy's Day and Tá Lán Le Fáric to you all, and hope you all have a very special weekend and keep the green going no matter where you are throughout the world. Happy St. Patrick's Day. Take care of each other, mind yourselves, and I'll see you all back here next week. Here is Mr. Des Morphy Blues Trio with Calling.
saving all my pay. I'm working